This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Tech Tuesday, but on a Wednesday,
mm-hmm.
Eric Semmel, Tab Computers, Computer Talk with Tab 9 to 11 on Saturdays here on WTIC News Talk 1080. How are you, my friend?
I'm good, Brian. How are you?
You got the uniform on?
I always wear the logo.
Just in case you forget
yes.
where you work.
Badge of honor.
Listen, we have the slew of AI articles to discuss, but this cell phone in prisons, what was that data point that you gave me? But the number
25,000 cell phones are smuggled into prisons every year. I don't know where they're putting them, but 25,000 are coming in, and of course they're being used by the bad guys while in prison. Which you've heard stories even when Todd was on the air here, where he was talking about how difficult it is to even make a phone call out of a prison. You had to go through this very expensive system where it's like ridiculous per minute, and so that whole thing is like an interesting money grab of some kind where the prisoners have to pay an arm and a leg just to communicate.
Right.
Then you got 25,000 illicit phones going in there, so they can do what? They're probably not, you know, calling their mom. So now what the FCC wants to do is actually allow for cell phone jamming in prisons, which, I don't know, it seems to make sense to me if you have that kind of a problem. 25,000 cell phones coming into the prison. Somebody's bringing them in there, and if you can't stop them, may as well make them not work.
So is this one of those things, though, as someone who is a technologist like yourself?
Yeah.
So the FCC say they vote to do it, then they do it. I don't know how they do it, but they do it. The private citizens find a way around it, or is it like nearly impossible to work around?
I think that would be impossible for the prisoners to be able to get around it. So if, you know, it'll be a bubble within that prison area. They'll be jamming the actual cell transmissions, and that just means they can't use those things for illicit activity anymore, or any activity. And I have no problem with it, because as a technologist, yes, I would like to use technology for where it's important. There was discussions years ago about, you know, having cell phones jamming in movie theaters. This is when
right.
people were on the phone all the time. And of course, doctors and lawyers and all these folks said, hey, we need to be able to receive calls if we were on call.
Right.
So, of course, that makes no sense to do. But in this case, I think if you're incarcerated, you should be incarcerated.
Hey, listen, so let's go to these slew of AI pieces.
Yeah.
You know, we've established that AI is only as good as the information it pulls, right? It's not in some, like,
or whatever it hallucinates.
Right. But it's like it's not like some omniscient, all-knowing thing. It has to pull from places.
Correct.
You know, the internet, for instance.
Yeah.
And so Apple's getting sued by, like, literally, like, a book author.
Yeah. So
anybody could sue. Like, if they're taking stuff straight off the internet, like, anybody can sue these companies?
I don't know about that. But in this case, this issue has to do with this data set of pirated copywritten books. It's out there on Books 3. And already another AI was sued for, and they agreed to pay. They agreed to pay $1.4 billion.
What?
Because the AI was was training itself on this copyrighted material. Well, now these authors are now going after Apple, who did the same thing. Again, Apple, who will charge you coming and going on their Play Store, whether you're actually creating content or creating applications, they'll charge you an arm and a leg. But they won't pay AI to actually, or the actual authors, to train their AI? They can't afford it?
Right.
Really? So They're going to be getting sued, and I suspect they're going to have to pay as well. So these authors are making some money thanks to having their copywritten stuff put on a pirated website.
Well, I guess my point is, though, if their complaint is legitimate, there must be hundreds of thousands of potential legitimate.
Sure. I would think so.
So if they have to pay everybody, then it becomes maybe a cost prohibitive venture. I don't know.
Well, I don't know about that. But again, it's like Napster all over again. Did we not realize you can't steal music from their authors?
Right.
You know, and you think the AI would be have some sort of intelligence. These companies would realize you can't rip off people to do this. So we'll see what happens. And yeah, you're right. It could cost some money.
We're talking with Eric Semmel from Tab Computers. And again, he hosts Computer Talk with Tab 9 to 11. Here on WTIC, most often we have Tech Tuesdays, except when either he bounces us or we bounce him. Usually it's us that bounces him, but he's gracious enough to come in on a Wednesday.
At their mercy.
I know, you get paid so much.
Exactly.
You know, a lot of people think that AI is going to make us more productive, whatever our job is. But it turns out that early returns are not necessarily the case.
I just love this headline. We talked about it on Saturday. I had to bring it here for Tech Tuesday on a Wednesday. Just this headline, Brian. UK government trial of Microsoft 365 Copilot finds no clear productivity boost. Would you ever find a government agency, period, that would notice a productivity boost if it hit them on the head in the first place?
No, probably not.
I can't even imagine asking a government agency for you to first use a tool and see if you can be more productive with it. Would they even know what that means? Would that question compute in their own mind?
Are you cynical about
government? I am ridiculously cynical about this. They had 1,000 licenses to be used between October and December of 2024, with the majority of these allocated to volunteers. So these are people in the government who weren't even told to do it. They were volunteering to do it, and they said they couldn't. And they said they couldn't see any discernible improvement in productivity by using Microsoft Copilot AI. The thing about Copilot is, it is some helpful things when it wants to help you write an email if you can't figure out how to form an email or maybe a marketing piece. But to ask the government to ask for a productivity boost, to me, is just an oxymoron.
Yeah, well, maybe they were just doing too much of like taking pictures of their children and then using AI to project how they're going to age and what they're going to look like when they're 23.
Oh gosh, that's a thing now?
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
I don't want to see that.
All of it is.
Actually, I know how I
this headline makes my head hurt, okay?
Yeah.
It's AI all the way down as Google's AI cites web pages written by AI.
It's model collapse, Brian. So basically AI is basically using and citing its own output. And that's dangerous because AI hallucinates. And so as it continues to regurgitate its own output back to us, and this is a large amount of citing by the AI, you're going to find that you think you're getting good information, but it's literally made up out of whole cloth by the AI. And this is going to be model collapse, and this is going to be a big problem going forward unless they can fix this. We've talked about it even with image generation. If you have AI continue to re-image and generate images, you'll have images that make sense. But by maybe the 20th or 30th generation of the image, it's complete garbage. It's completely all screwed up because of how it just collapses on itself when it tries to re.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proofs temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Redisplay it. So,
wow. Just really quickly.
Yeah.
Attorneys general in California, Delaware, they're mad at OpenAI. Why?
Well, people are killing themselves talking to their chatbots. And I had a creepy discussion with Grok yesterday. So it's a thing. People are actually.
So, like, are you sort of goading Grok? Like, it's just to test it?
No. The thing about these AIs is they're always trying to affirm, they're trying to stroke you. I had a weird conversation with Grok about the about its efficacy and its value, considering it burns $1 billion a month and is only made only going to make $500 million in a year. So I'm like, what kind of value do you have? It will go back and say, "Well, great point, sir." It's like stroking you. It's the weirdest thing. I mean, I just was curious about this because of these types of articles. So I can easily see how if you're sitting there, you're depressed, and you're talking to AI for solace. And it's helping you actually tie the noose for you. You got a problem here. And
that's pretty disturbing.
And the issue is, Brian, just with most things when it comes to technology, our legislators are just way, way behind.
Oh, that's true. And it's just about everything.
Yeah. So in this, well, that's true too. And in this case, we really need to set some guardrails here because, you know, helping people commit suicide effectively is really not where AI should be. We should be adding at least expenses and costs to AI so you don't just have everybody accessing it.
But then when you tinker with certain things that they would block or modify, then people think that's a slippery slope too, because you can really manipulate the AI in a whole bunch of different ways. So
I hear you.
Just have
a discussion with Grok sometime, Brian, and then okay. See how you feel.
All right. I'll try it. We'll see if it's a confidence booster, maybe I'll talk to Grok a little more because nobody in the house is very nice to me. Listen, we got to run. Yeah, Eric, thank you so much as always. My Eric pleasure. Semmel. Again, you can listen. They take just about every question on Saturday mornings from 9 to 11 on Computer Talk with Tab. And usually you'll catch them at 8:20 here on Tuesdays. Just happened to be on a Wednesday this week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proofs temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by StreetEasy.
What I miss most about New York City,
I miss the life, I miss the culture, and just stuff to do, just stuff.
I miss being able to walk everywhere.
I miss the bodegas. I miss everything about New York.
I miss everything. I miss the city, big time.
Let me know you get this. Love you, bye.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.